And now the next installment in our monsoon stories. As you know by now, this year we're talking about how the season awakens our senses.
And for this one, our co-host Lauren Gilger asks you to open your ears.
A monsoon storm brings us an entire soundscape in a flash. From the wind to the rain, to the clap of lightning and the rumble of thunder. To the hum of cicadas when the rain ends. But as some of you told us, monsoon storms have often crossed paths with a different kind of sound.
Hi, KJZZ. My name is Timothy O'Brien. So I am actually a musical artist.
Timothy called us to share a musical composition he created, inspired by the monsoon storms.
When I think about what a monsoon feels like to me, it feels like the sky is really opening up and speaking and telling a story. And it's an extremely dynamic story.
And for listener Rose French, one monsoon storm gave her chamber ensemble a rude interruption during a recent concert.
And about halfway through, as we're playing this particular piece of music, the thunder and the lightning gets louder and louder, and finally all the power goes out, including the air conditioning.
Ever since, that particular piece of music has always seemed to bring on the rain when they play it.
So, yeah, maybe we should pull it out so we can get some more monsoons this year.
So that leads us to our next monsoon story. This one comes from American classical composer Verde Groffet. His 1929 Grand Canyon Suite ends with a particular movement called Cloudburst. The Phoenix Symphony performed it last year as part of their centennial celebration of Grand Canyon National Park. And to tell us more about this, I'm going to hand the reins over to the Phoenix Symphony's resident conductor, Matthew Casper.
The interesting thing about Cloudburst, and I think this goes back to the Romantic and Groffet, is that he calls this the Grand Canyon Suite, and the movement before Cloudburst is called Sunset. Hmm. So he goes through a day at the Grand Canyon. Now, normally that would be the end of the piece. But he adds this Cloudburst movement at the end. And the way I kind of think of it, because it starts off in a very almost dreamlike sequence in which we hear, you know, hearkenings back to melodies from previous movements, such as the Sunrise movement and the On the Trail movement, sort of the cowboy theme, mm-hmm. but is played in a much different way, very sweetly in the violins. And so it's almost like, you know, after the sun has set, you're camping out at the Grand Canyon and, you know, you're dreaming about what you've done that day. And then it changes. The harmonies change. Everything dissolves into this solo cello. And that takes us out of his dream sequence and moves us into this sort of darker place. And he builds this storm literally from that cello. And it's just starts off with these slowly moving chords. He uses piano glissandi, and he uses real short cymbal crashes and trumpet chords and stuff like that to sort of give the appearance of, you know, random lightning in the distance. Thank you. And then you feel the raindrops in the strings, the violins start playing really fast pizzicatos. They actually have to play it with on two different strings. There's really no melody to this section, but he is so effective at building it. There's one little motive that he has that builds it in the brass, and it's just this motive of sort of impending doom, you know. And it's like when we see a monsoon, when we watch it come in, you can just see that wall of rain or of dust or whatever it happens to be that day coming in. He uses a thunder sheet, he uses a wind machine, sort of stuff that isn't used all the time in orchestras, but was obviously very effective at this point. Takes us through the storm, and it builds and it builds and it builds, and it reaches a climax. And then it dissipates. And there's a couple of flashes of lightning sort of after it dissipates. And then the orchestra builds into sort of this very romantic, very lush rendering of, again, that theme from before in the Grand Canyon. And it's almost as if, you know, the storm has sort of gone away, and but the majesty of the canyon is still there. You know, having been to the Grand Canyon and experienced like what that is, it's one of those places in the world that you hear about, you see pictures of, and you go to it, and some of those places sort of are like, oh, okay, yeah, that's nice. But the Grand Canyon is one of those places that does not disappoint in person. And so that to me was like the first time I saw the Grand Canyon is, you know, it's at that moment that the majesty of what that place is really comes to life.
And Mark, I remember in grade school hearing the Grand Canyon Suite for the very first time. It stuck with me. How about
You grew up in the Grand Canyon State.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't play that. Yeah. There's no Constitution State Suite.
Well, why don't they play that Hartford Whalers song you love so much? How about that?
That would be pretty amazing. I'm trying to think. They probably played it at some point over the loudspeaker or something in grade school. Remember, we always want to hear your monsoon stories. Call us at 480-774-8299. That's 480-774-8299. Leave us a voicemail with your story or go to monsoon.kjzz.org and submit your best monsoon photo.
You could end up on air or see your photo on our website.